A blonde-haired girl in a Texas town should have been happy all year round. Daddy was a preacher and Mama led the choir, but I was filled with strange desires. The only thing I ever liked lots of was cream cheese and bagels and matzah. Then into our town came the Rubenstein family, the rabbi and the missus, and Jake and Emily. I first saw Jake in the study hall, standing there looking at me proud and tall. I took one look in those deep brown eyes, and I could tell we were talking member of the tribe. Well, he walked me home after school that day, and of course we took the longest way. His lips were soft and his mind was strong, and to get down to business didn't take long. I said, "Brother, you don't have to push. I'm on fire like a burning bush, 'cause I never let nobody hold my hand but that brown-eyed son of a rabbi man." I had always tried to do the proper things, like scarfing down burgers and onion rings, going to the prom with the jocks, wearing saddle shoes and bottom socks. But my heart knew I was lying, a teeny bopper in the body of a daughter of Zion. The cowboys used to say, "Dance with me, Sheila." I said, "Can you sing